admonition to be careful as the ramp closed behind us. The Harvester was a Corellian XS-800 light freighter, with entry allowed from the ground via a ventral airlock situated behind the cockpit and in front of the living quarters, and also via two loading elevators to the cargo areas nestled on either side of the ship.
Cargo areas first. Agreed?
Yeah.
We approached the portside cargo bay, and Akari sent remote codes to call down the freight elevator. It descended flawlessly and without any bodies on it, which was encouraging. The platform had a rudimentary console connected to the rest of the ship, and Akari punched in codes to light up the interior. Hydraulics whined as we rose together, though we didn't see much at first beyond the glow panels and cargo hooks in the ceiling. Might there be a Fexian skull borer perching up there even now, invisible to our eyes?
Stun sticks ready?
She asked.
Ready.
The clanking of our boots on the deck sounded muffled and far away, like someone else was walking elsewhere in the ship. A pallet of crates shrouded in tarpaulin hunched in one forward corner as the elevator stopped. But farther aft, along the right wall, a line of specimen crates with thick, clear glass was stacked three high, like one might see in a pet merchant's stall. I doubted these held any promise of a nurturing relationship.
Check the crates first. Leave nothing behind us,
Nakari said. The crates underneath the tarp turned out to be bulk food supplies, mostly protein sludge mixtures.
It's our diet for the near future. Nothing more.
Okay, let's head aft.
There was an airtight hatch back there, leading to a machine shop, bathrooms, and the galley, and from there to the other cargo bay on the opposite side. Or we could go forward through the common area and living quarters to see what waited for us on the bridge. As we drew closer, most of the specimen crates were empty and inactive, save for 10 closest to the hatch. We clumped our way forward to get a better look and saw that 5 of them in the middle row contained Fexian skull borers lying on their sides. Unconscious for sure, since we could see them, but more likely dead.
You know, this makes me wonder,
Nakari said.
How do you keep a Fexian skull borer alive in captivity? Does anybody sell brain chow on the market?
I'm sure butchers would be able to supply nerf brains or something like that, I said.
Ugh!
The skull borers might find them delicious.
Uh-oh, Luke. Look at this.
What?
Nakari pointed at the top 5 containers closest to the aft exit of the cargo bay. The thick polymer glass in these, much like our visors, had been cut through in narrow arcs with uneven edges. The units were still functioning in that the glow panels in the lids, calibrated to mimic the UV light and radiation from Shah Karat's star, remained on and warm. But the containers, clearly occupied at one time, no longer held any residents.
I bet the glass is all over the floor, but I don't want to look down or I might join it,
Nakari said. I thought the debris might be more like chunks than shards. The glass was quite thick, and might in fact be a clear polycarbonate.
That means we have 5 skull borers loose in the ship?
Maybe. If we're lucky, they just snuck out past us, real quiet and invisible, when we lowered the freight elevator.
Not sure if we're that lucky.
Nope. But I wonder why only the top 5 escaped and not these 5 below them.
Maybe one figured out it could bore through the glass and the others saw what it did and copied it.
Okay, that's plausible. The ones below wouldn't have seen anything except maybe the glass falling.
Or the ones in the bottom cages might have already been dead.
True. I actually hope that was the case, because whether the 5 on top followed a leader or acted independently, that implies a level of intelligence I'd rather not face. Let's press on. We need to find the crew. There were 6 of them. Maybe they'll respond to a shipwide announcement.
She stepped forward to the aft hatch leading to the rest of the freighter, which we noticed was partially open. It had tried to close automatically and failed, prevented from doing so by the booted right foot of someone.
Oh, no,
Nakari said.
That means they got into the rest of the ship.
That it does. But maybe someone's locked away somewhere.
Using the console pad on the wall by the hatch, she toggled the comm.
Harvester, this is a rescue crew sent by Kellen Biolabs. We are in the port cargo bay. If anyone is alive, please respond.
She lifted her finger away, and we waited for a reply. Nothing. She repeated the message, and we waited again, in vain.
All right, we press on,
she said to me, pushing the button to open the hatch, and then bracing herself against the hatch edge so that she could look down without being pulled off balance. I did the same on the other side of the hatch. A Saurian lay face down in a standard Kellen Biolabs uniform. Bareheaded, in other words, with two holes in the back of his conical skull, one for each of his two brains.
They weren't wearing armor, I said. They thought they were safe on the ship with the skull borers locked away.
Wonder how long he's been here,
Nakari said.
Same as the others,
I replied.
How do you mean?
This ship never took off, but it's still functional. The skull borers either killed everyone or isolated them from the bridge. Otherwise, you can bet it wouldn't still be sitting here like this.